It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Unrivaled.
Yes!
Yes! The teams you live for, the sports you love. With Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
All right, everybody, welcome on into Unrivaled. Alex Keery and Scott Mitchell, every day right here with you on Unrivaled. Thanks for hanging out with us. If you missed any part of the show or any part of anybody on this station, you're going to be able to download the podcasts wherever podcasts are found. Or why don't you just go ahead and download the KSL Sports app or just go to KSLSports.com. You can stream it there as well. Did I cover my bases? Am I coming in clear, Scott?
You are coming in clear.
Thank you. We've got a lot going on here. And I want to go really college football heavy here at the front end of this thing. I love seeing the preseason stuff. Either it mentions your team and you're like, yes. Or it mentions local teams here and we go, awesome, great publicity. Or they don't and we get equally as mad.
You're like, what are you thinking?
Yes.
Morons.
But here's the other thing. It's just massively confusing because all these quote-unquote experts, you know, they're as expert. They have as much expertise as we do, I guess, right? Where we just go around and go, yeah, I got a vibe about this team. I got this feeling about this. There's all sorts of stuff that goes on here. But my
analysis is based on science.
Okay.
It is. I mean, like,
which science are we talking about?
The Earth is flat science.
Come on. I was going to say astrology is not a science.
Yeah.
I just feel it in my bones.
It is.
You know, Mercury's in retrograde right now. That's why we know that
tea leaves are really good to use. Crystal ball. I got all these things.
I want to get the chakras lined up.
Oh, don't even get into chakras.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to jump into a little bit of some college football crystal balling, I guess, so to speak. And so there's all sorts of things I want to get into in this entire, not the entire hour, but for a good chunk of it. You're going to get some bowl projections that are already out. You're going to get some best players in the country. You're going to get some college football playoff odds coming straight out of Las Vegas. So not that we put a lot of credence into that. But those guys, they almost do use science, Scott, because there's money on the line for those cats. So yeah. They put a lot more effort into it, I think, than a lot of other folks. So let's get into it right here. It's the top of the show. It's brought to you by the great folks at G2G. G2G bars, the meal replacement that is refrigerated, that is preservative-free, and it's amazing. And they are now the newest sponsors and newest partners on Unrivaled.
Well, and they taste incredible.
They do. I told you.
So good.
First time I had one, I had the peanut butter, and I went, this tastes like the inside of a dadgum Reese's peanut butter cup. And you know what? Way better for you. So that's where we're going to start things off. But as we always do, we hit our first segment that we call The Cut. Let's jump in.
The unquestioned. Undeniable. Unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made The Cut.
Ain't nothing like it.
The Cut presented by University of Utah Health. At University of Utah Health, you get the same great care that the Jazz, RSL, and the Utah Trust. Visit uofuhealth.org for more information. uofuhealth.org, proud sponsors of The Cut. Scott, the ESPN's now released there's a couple things in this article that I wanted to get to, because when we start to look at guys who are the quote-unquote best players across college football, I think we just get used to seeing local guys left off the list, right? I mean,
of course, yeah.
And I'll just tell you right now, If you think that quarterbacks have an inflated kind of thought of themselves, or that their importance is better than everybody else, then you're absolutely dang right, because lists like this include a vast majority of people who are quarterbacks. And so there are a lot of folks that are on this list. And if you you're going to look at this list right here, it's a top 25 most important players in 2022. And I think that's an interesting distinction, most important players, because
as it relates to the college football playoffs,
yes,
and making the playoffs and,
right,
and having an impact on who gets there.
And I'll just jump in from the local angle right here first, and that's that Cam Rising is in the top five. And the reason is because the exact thing you were just talking about. If you were listening to the show before we came in, we had a promo for our show that you had said, I am scared to death, basically, because if Cam Rising goes out, then the chances of this team going to the college football playoff go right out the window. So the quote-unquote importance of these guys, it's really how these teams can survive and their ability to be able to have their star players be healthy and be on and be going all season long to be able to get them into the college football playoff. And so when you look at it from that angle, these aren't the best players in the country. I think, don't get confused with that. Now, right, they are some of the best, but they are not, they are the absolute most important person on that team. And if they're down, their team has no shot. But if they're in, and if Cam Rising wins these football games, the Utes have a clear path, as we talked about yesterday. So he's number five on this top 25 for ESPN of the most important players as it pertains to the college football player, to college football playoffs. Your thoughts on kind of where Cam Rising is and guys like
if you look at
the whole list are quarterbacks, right, basically.
If you look at the list, okay, the first seven guys are on teams that aren't Alabama, aren't Ohio State, and aren't Georgia. Okay? They're
right,
all quarterbacks, but it's kind of that next level. It's like it's all these people fighting for spot number four. So it's Max Johnson / Haynes King from Texas A&M, quarterback. You have the quarterback battle from Notre Dame. You have the quarterback from
Clemson, yeah.
From Clemson, DJ Uiagalelei. You have the quarterback battle from Michigan, Utah, of course, Cam Rising, Oklahoma, Dylan Gabriel, and then Caleb Williams, USC.
Before you get to anybody who's not a quarterback.
Yeah. Right, so it's all these teams that, and if you look at the preseason coaches poll, Texas A&M, Notre Dame, Clemson, Michigan, Utah, Oklahoma are all in that kind of 4 through 10 spot or 9 spot, right?
So how is it that, like, a guy, C.J. Stroud's not on this list? If C.J. Stroud goes out, can we just look at Ohio State and go, yeah, next man up, they're going to be fine?
But I think they look at those teams kind of as a whole, and so the players from Ohio State are Zach Harrison, a defensive end, or Marvin Harrison Jr., a wide receiver, or another wide receiver from Ohio State. So it's, you're going to have your big guy in Jigma, right? But who's the number two guy, and can he consistently step up and make you that player?
Right. If you're just one dimensional, then you're not going to be able to exist. I guess.
Utah. And Cam Rising, because you saw it. You saw a year ago what Cam Rising did for Utah. Like, he took them to their first Pac-12 championship game. He was that good. Now the people around him are good as well, but he was an impact player, massively impactful in what he did. And at the quarterback position in today's college football, you get a really good quarterback, as Utah had a year ago. It shows you what it can do for you and how it can change your fortunes or even give you any fortunes for a chance to play in the college football playoffs, outside of a team that's Alabama or Georgia, and really this year, Ohio State.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making. That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.
Yeah, and I think the reason that they've got Texas A&M's quarterback, whoever it might be, between Max Johnson and Haynes King, they're at the top of the list because Texas A&M is on this verge of either being like the new Oklahoma. They could be the new Oklahoma in the Big Ten. Right. I'm telling you, growing up in Texas, Texas A&M was a freaking joke. They were beyond second place. Yes. I mean, there was only one team in town. Now, definitely there was a second team in Texas, and it was Texas A&M.
Yes.
Like that was the way it was looked at, especially because SMU had the death penalty. TCU hadn't come into its own yet. Texas A&M was a very distant second and a weird half-brother of Texas and made fun of all the time. They have the opportunity here, Scott, which is insane, that in that region of the country, they could be the ones that could be in the College Football Hall of Fame, or the College Football Hall of Fame, College Football Playoff, way more than Texas could be. They're much more on the verge than even Oklahoma probably is right now. Even though Oklahoma still gets some weird bump from just the fact that they have so much talent that are there, even though they lost Caleb Williams, and even though they have a brand new coach and their best coach, after Bob Stoops leaves, and then there you go, they're still considered this, high up on the list. Texas A&M is in a crucial spot right here because if they can, and that's why those guys are number one on the list, right? Because they could just fall off immediately, and Jimbo Fisher's in a very precarious spot because they could be really, really good or they could just be an absolute mediocre team.
A lot of teams, and a lot of people are high on Texas A&M, and it's a lot of Jimbo Fisher, but it's also a lot of how they've recruited and they feel like the talent's there. This still the challenge for Texas A&M is they play in the SEC as opposed to Oklahoma, who doesn't right now, and even to Texas, who doesn't, and really even a Baylor, who doesn't. I mean, the Big 12 is not a conference that's going to bowl you over with a lot of heavyweights. There's a lot of teams that can do well in the Big 12, and that leads to two conference losses. It's hard for a team to just go through the whole thing.
And Texas A&M, who's in the SEC now, I mean, they just have a massive road of. I mean, it's just so hard.
It's much harder.
It's extremely hard.
But if they get a quarterback and they've shown that they can beat Alabama,
they can lose once. They can lose once as long as they win that SEC championship. They got to find themselves in the SEC championship game in the first place. But I think that teams like Utah that are on the list, it's a vast importance because what it's saying here is you're on the cusp too. And if this guy is not a part of it, if Cam Rising isn't a part of this thing going forward, you have no shot. And I think that's not being too insane to say that, right? When we're talking about if he is out, if Cam Rising is not playing, if he gets hurt and he's out for 6 to 8 weeks, this team is not going to go to the College Football Playoff. And that window is closing so dang quickly. It needs to happen now, and he has to keep it together this year.
Let's say Cam Rising were to get hurt. I mean, there are parts of the season he could get hurt in that wouldn't hurt Utah. He's just got to be able to play in those big games and be healthy, quite frankly, in those big games. I'm excited to see where he is from the standpoint of, remember, 2 years ago, his season ended with labrum surgery on his throwing shoulder. And to come back from that, I mean, the Utah season, if you remember, in the COVID year, didn't start till like November.
Well, and I think that had a lot to do with the reason that we were so high on Charlie Brewer, right?
Because
there was no spring for him.
Well, right, and there's no and someone coming back that short from shoulder surgery is not going to be ready to play in a season. And Cam Rising said, my shoulder wasn't 100% a year ago, and he goes, it is now. So there could be added wrinkles or a higher level of play from Cam Rising this year than from a year ago,
which is hard to imagine, right?
Some of it may be throwing the football.
Maybe that's where the big plays come in, right? Where they go, we feel way more comfortable throwing it down the field at a higher rate because that shoulder is going to be a lot better. So on this list, what fascinates me about this list too is that these are a lot of teams that are just kind of on the verge or just on the very outside. And Alabama has a handful of guys listed on here, and not a one of them is, their quarterback.
Right.
And when you think about Alabama and you say, well, Bryce Young won the Heisman Trophy, wouldn't they have no shot if he I think that Alabama really, the next guy up at really any position can be the guy. And that most of the guys they listen for or they list for Alabama are kind of these peripheral, you know, positions, running back, wide receiver, cornerback, because the reality is for them, they are the favorite. Whenever right. they show up, they're the favorite. And Ohio State, they're going to be in all these things too. So you can put a couple of guys on the list that are defensive ends and defensive tackles and a second string wide receiver, because those guys are going to be really, really important role players. And if they're hitting, they could just take them to the next level, right? And I just don't think that this is going to be one of those years that I think you're going to see, just like last year, an odd team out. You're going to see an odd team in. You're going to see a Cincinnati-type team, not a group of five team. But I think that this is the year that a Utah sneaks in, that you know, that maybe even Texas A&M finds itself in there for the first time. Maybe even one of these teams that you're not necessarily looking at. I was looking at Jaden Daniels at LSU, and LSU's like got a lot of talent returning. It's got and they're flying under the radar in the SEC, which is wild for a team that you know, recently won the national championship.
So Paul Feinbaum,
you love that guy,
mentioned that there are two schools. Alabama, Ohio State, that's the only schools we're talking about. And as you mentioned, you know, a person fighting for that four spot in college football, I think there's a lot of parity in all of college football outside of maybe a few teams. And I think, and he's like, you know, why do we want to expand the playoffs? And I think that's exactly the reason you want to, is because there is this parity. There's parity in the Pac-12. There's parity in the Big Ten or in the Big 12. There's parity in most of these conferences, even the Big Ten outside of Ohio State.
Right.
I mean, Michigan's okay, but they're not up there just wooing you every single year. And last year they kind of wooed, but they weren't really that good. And so there's a lot of really, really good football teams in college football every year. Maybe one team every year that's just head and shoulders above other teams. An expanded college football playoff, I think, would give a more realistic assessment of where really college football is. I mean, is it just one team and everyone else just sucks?
No, you know? That's the exact thing. I mean, on this. This is
And let's play through and vet out a little bit.
Yeah.
And then, okay, if that one team is so much better than everyone else, give more people around the entire country an opportunity to play and compete, and let's see where we really are, because it's all speculation at this point of how great these teams are. But what I always see is a lot of good teams. I mean, there's good teams in the Pac-12. They're not great. There's not a great team. And I think you can say it for almost every conference. The ACC is just a bunch of good teams. I mean, some crappy teams, but Clemson has kind of been up there. But aside from that, nobody's been very good.
Also on this list of teams, you know, and their rankings, and what people are looking at when it comes to who could be the national title contenders for this year, here's your top teams according to the latest odds makers, top 10 candidates in Vegas's current odds for the national championship. I know that this is a shock, but Alabama has best odds. Jeremy, you're the degenerate gambler among us. If you're plus 181, you got to bet $100 to win 18. Is that what that is? How does that work?
No, that's like $1.81.
Oh, $1.81?
Something like that. If I'm correct on my math.
$100, you get $1.81 if Alabama.
That's pretty good.
Well,
okay,
I'm gonna do that. Let's do it. I need munch money. Yeah.
Lunch money, yeah. Munch Lunny. Munch Lunny. That's actually a great nickname for a guy. Hey, it's old Munch Lunny over there.
Munch Lunny there.
Ohio State, second odds at plus 310. Georgia Bulldogs, right after that, plus 375. The Clemson Tigers. Now, but again, from 1, 2, and 3, there's a massive drop-off after that.
Yes.
Because then you go to Clemson, who is a 10-1 team. USC is number 5 on the list, everybody. Come on.
USC.
Now, they're 20-1 odds-ish. So that's not really, you know, great odds. But they're ahead of Texas A&M, Oklahoma, Michigan, Notre Dame, and Texas. By the way, Texas is on the freaking list. I didn't see that till just now. You did this on purpose just to make me mad. This is not.
No, it's Texas is there because people want to spend money. And they're a brand. Why USC is there? Not because they'll win. People are dumb.
So this is an advertise. This is a little red herring. People go, ooh, I want to take Texas as a flyer here. But why is Utah not mentioned on this list? Why are the Trojans on this list?
Because people in Utah don't bet.
Is that what it is?
Except for me, I guess.
Well, Jeremy's over here.
Few degenerates.
I got a guy. You need something? I got a guy.
A few degenerate, you know, producers.
Yeah.
We'll bet $10.
It's like every producer on this station has like a little something on the side they got going on all the time. And you're like, what's your deal? Everybody's got like a little secret habit that we're now bringing to the front. That's fine. It's all for entertainment purposes, though, right, Jeremy? That's fine.
Exactly.
Yeah, it helps the kids, you know, some of these. That's why I do the Powerball. It's to help kids in some of these states where they get the taxes that go their way. All right, the Longhorns are on that list. The Trojans are on the list. I just don't get it. But it makes me insane, Scott, to watch all these things. And the voters, by the way, are the people who are on the College Football Playoff Committee. You've got, I don't know, half these guys are just, they're administrators. They're on the committee for a bunch of different reasons. So here's what you got. You got a guy out of Colorado, guy out of Houston, guy out of Kansas State, Kentucky, Marshall, Michigan, Navy, NC State, Notre Dame with Boo Corrigan, Rod West from Notre Dame, Rutgers, Kelly Whiteside, and then Tom Berman from Wyoming. So Tom Berman can't vote for Wyoming. I mean, that's the rule. He can't try to vote. He can't try to vote, give a couple college football votes for, or college football playoff votes for Wyoming. So there's that. All right. When we come back, again, when it comes to trying to handicap what the year's going to look like, it's going to get even better. The bowl season that you're probably not going to necessarily expect, but it could happen. We'll see how this thing rolls out. We've got the bowl projections already in, just a few weeks out. Less than a month away from week one of college football, couple weeks away from week zero in college football, and we've already got bowl projections. Why not? Where's Utah on this? Where's BYU on this? Where's Utah State on this? We'll have those for you next. Stay with us on Rival Continues, 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
This is DJ and PK.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.